You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
But oftentimes we look at our needs bigger than God.
你不医治我之外，你到底在哪里？你是全能吗？
God, if you don't heal me, where are you? Are you really almighty?
主，如果你不听我的祷告，你还爱我吗？
God, if you don't listen to my prayers, do you really love me?
神用这么简单的一句话回答我， I am who I am.
And God answered with these words, I am who I am.
从那一天开始，我对病再也没有丝毫的埋怨。
And from that day forth, I never complained about my illnesses again.
然后88年我接受手术。
In 1988, I went under the operations again.
神做了一件那么奇妙的事情，预备了这样子的一个医生来帮助我。
And God prepared such a miraculous thing that this doctor was brought to me.
他花了15个小时。
15 hours.
割掉了90%。
90% of the tumors were removed.
还有10%他割不掉。
There was 10% that he could not remove.
在我里面一点没有摸着我。
In my heart, this event did not touch me.
因为我知道他永远是神。
I knew that He is always God.
我敬拜他。
I worshiped Him.
到91年,
in 1991,
当他再看到我的时候,
when the doctor saw me again,
他88年就跟念慈姊妹讲, Mr. Yu 开刀。
And he said in 1988, he said, I will never operate for Mr. Yu again.
15 hours.
15 hours with three other doctors, they practically gave their entire life operating for me.
然后最后 10% 念慈姊妹问他说，是因为很难开吗？
And that last 10% that they cannot remove, Sister Nancy asked him, is it because it's difficult to operate?
他说不是很难开，是不可能开。
He said, it's not simply it's difficult to operate.
没有人可以再开他的。
Nobody can operate on him anymore.
结果3年后，91年他看到我。
3 years later, in 1991, he saw me again.
他说如果你不开的话， 又是 another 15个小时。
He said, if you do not operate again, it's going to be another 15 hours to remove the tumor growth.
我们花了半年时间跟很多弟兄姊妹，别的教会的弟兄姊妹，礼拜天居然会跑到我们家来陪我们进食祷告。
Afterwards, there were a number of brothers and sisters from different churches came to our house, fasted and prayed with us.
我们决定顺服神，再接受一次手术。
And we decided to obey the Lord, receive another operation.
在手术台上，神把我蒙召出来，全世界服事主所有需要的力量呼召赐在我的身上。
And that operation was the time that God had called me into full-time ministry. And all the strength that was sustaining me for the service to come, He's given me that day.
当我手术醒过来的时候，
And when I woke up from the surgery,
念慈姊妹告诉我说， Dr. Fee 说手术失败。
And the doctor told Sister Nancy and then informed me that the operation was a failure.
他说他花了3个小时。
He said he used 3 hours.
一刀都下不下去，他没办法割。
And he could not even cut.
这个医生是全世界最有名的医生。
This doctor is world renowned.
英国、法国、以色列、世界各地去讲学的医生。
England, France, Italy, he goes all over the world to speak.
人家说他不光是斯坦福的宝，是国宝级的医生。
And he is not simply a physician from Stanford, but he is a treasure for the States.
他一刀都切不下去。
He cannot even make one incision.
3个小时后他缝起来。
3 hours later, he sutured up the wound.
他开刀前告诉我们，他说我这一辈子没有一个刀不能开的。
Before the operation, he told me that there was not one, there wasn't a single operation that I could not cut.
开完刀以后，他说我humbly的承认，我失败，我做不出来。
And after the operation, he humbly came to me and said, I'm sorry, I didn't do it.
当这些消息临到我的时候，他一点摸不着我了。
But sister, when these news came to me, then it did not affect me anymore.
因为神已经对我说， I am who I am.
Because God has already said, I am who I am.
我要做的就是在一切的环境里面，我尊神为神， let God be God.
And the only thing I need to do, that in all of my encountering, I just let Him be God.
当全世界最好
when the best doctor of the world comes and tells me that he can't do it,
我从前每隔3年到5年一定动一次手术的。
In time past, every 3 years to 5 years, I would have to go through an operation.
因为在我过去那二十多年里面，我已经动了八次手术，割了十几个瘤了。
Because in the past 20 years, I've gone through more than 8 operations, and numerous tumors were removed.
从91年神呼召我之后
，since 1991 when the Lord called me，
从这个最好的医生说他再也不能做什么的时候
，and from the time that this best doctor said that he could not do anything anymore，
从人看好像是最绝望、灰心、甘埋怨神的时候
，and in the eyes of man, this is the time of hopelessness。Time to go and complain to God.
到现在16年过去了
16 years has gone by.
我从来没有超过这么长的时间不动手术
I've never gone through this long period of time where I did not have to be operated again.
而且我的瘤不仅仅没有再长，它一直在往下缩下去
My tumor not only did it not stop, stop growing, but it started to shrink.
你们现在看到的是我91年剩所谓剩下 10%， 一半都不到了。
And what you see right now is less than half of the 10% that you were seeing in 1991. 弟兄姊妹，
我们要按着作为来认识神，我们就随着环境而起伏。
And brothers and sisters, if we come and believe Him, believe God according to His deeds, then we'll rise and fall according to our environment.
我们按着神的所事来相信他的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们得到了最深的安息。
And if we come and believe Him according to who He is, then we will have the absolute peace.
叫做尊神为神
To esteem him as God
把神当作神我们来相信他我们来荣耀他
To treat him as God To believe in him and to glorify him
但是弟兄姊妹在我们这些等候的过程里面
But brothers and sisters in this process of waiting
在我们信心受熬炼的过程里面
In this time where our faith is being tried
除了一面我们在这里学习来相信让神是神
On the one hand, we not only need to learn and let God be God.
但是另外一方面，我们要问自己一个问题。
But secondly, we need to ask ourselves this question.
到底神要什么？
What is it that He wants?
我今天没有写讲章哈，我只列了经文。
I don't have an outline, but I only listed the verse.
我平常讲章都一二三的。
And I usually, very orderly, I have, you know,few points that I will go through.
但是我今天只是愿意在这里交通一点神在我们身上最近的工作。
But today I want to share what God is doing in our lives.
当我那天在鲍尔斯绕着鲍尔斯在那里祷告走路的时候
，When that day I was walking around the Bowers property and praying.
我说神你在等什么
？I said God, what are you waiting for?
我说神你到底要什么
？I said Lord, what is it that you want?
对不起，我的口气是积极的，不是消极的。
And it is not questioning God, but I am actively asking Lord, what is it that you want?
我说主，到底你在等，到底要什么
？I said Lord, what are you waiting for? What do you want?
当我一路在那里走的时候
，And as I was walking,
我就想起我们这么多日子里面来一直跟弟兄姊妹说的事情。
And I realized these past few days what we've been sharing with brothers and sisters.
我们要有 delta.
We need to have delta.
而且要有够大的 delta.
And this delta needs to be significant.
而那个时候神光照在我生命里面。
And the Lord came and shed light within my life.
神也在那里光照我跟他之间的关系。
And God has brought my relationship with Him in the presence of His life.
弟兄姊妹，这是最重要的两件事情。
Brothers and sisters, these are the two most important elements.
到底在这一段的时间，我们的生命改变了没有
？That in this process, has our lives changed?
年轻的孩子，你们也问问自己，到底这一段时间你们生命改变了没有
？My younger brothers and sisters.Throughout this time, has your life changed?
而第二个是我们跟神之间的关系改进了没有
？And secondly, your relationship with God has it improved?
而这个时候，弥迦书六章八节出到我的里面来。
And Micah chapter 6 verse 8 came to me.
我们一起来读好吗
？Let's read it together.
我们只读第八节。
We're just going to read verse 8.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯。存谦卑的心与你的神同行我们再念一次
Read it again
世人啊耶和华已指示你何为善他向你所要的是什么呢只要你行公义好怜悯存谦卑的心与你的神同行你如果查遍所有英文的版本
If you go through all the translation, different translations,
它就很清楚的可以让你看见这里讲到三件事情
Very clearly, it will show you that there are three things.
中文读起来好像是四件事情
In Chinese, it seems like there are four things.
英文读起来很清楚的三件事
In the English version, very clearly, there are three things that God asked for.
有人曾经做过统计啊
And some people actually have done a survey.
他说在摩西的律法里面
In the laws of Moses,
他颁布了三365条的禁令，不准这个，不准那个。
There are 365 ordinances and laws that thou shall not.
然后248个正面的说你们要，你们要。
And there are 248 ordinances that says you shall.
所以加起来大概有700多个,
and there's about
600多个,
600 some odd ordinances and laws from the Lord.
到了诗篇15篇, 你去看大卫,
and in Psalm chapter 15, when we come to David,
他把这600多个把它说成了11个,
and David, out of these 600 some odd ordinances and laws, David consolidated them into about 11.
讲到什么样子的人能够寄居在神的帐幕, 住在他的圣山呢?
It talks about who may dwell in the hills of the Lord.
他底下讲了11个要求,
and he gave 11 requirements.
而到了以赛亚书,
and when you come to Isaiah,
以赛亚书33章14节15节, 以赛亚就把它更说成6个。
Isaiah chapter 33, he condensed it even more to 6.
讲到什么样子的人可以跟永火住在一起,
and talks about who may dwell with the eternal fire.
而到了弥迦书, 他把我们列为3个,
and when you come to Micah, he consolidated into 3.
行公义,
to do justly,
好怜悯,
to love mercy,
存着谦卑的心与你的神同行,
and to walk humbly with your God.
弟兄姊妹,虽然是三个点,
and though there are 3 points,
你却不可以把它分成两部分,
and you could again separate it into 2 categories.
一部分讲到生命性情的部分,
one talks about the nature of our lives.
一方面讲到我们跟神之间关系的问题,
the second aspect talks about our relationship with God.
因为怎么样,
and throughout every generation, this is what God is doing.
甚至是神向世人的要求,
even the God's requirement for all mankind.
更是神在神儿女们中间身上的期望,
and particularly what God hopes for among His children.
弟兄姊妹,这里都不是讲到基督是我的,
friends, you said, we're not talking about the fact that Jesus Christ is my righteousness. That Christ is my holiness, He's my love. And that's talking about a very subjective thing. And there are distinct twos in these.
To do justly, to love mercy, and to humbly walk with thy God.
And these three twos, and these are very, very practical and testimonies in our lives.
弟兄姊妹啊, 我们岂有公义呢?
Friends, sister, do we do justly?
虽然基督是我们的公义, 但是有的时候我们把这句话用得太随便了。
As Christ is our righteousness, but oftentimes we use it so loosely.
弟兄姊妹, 在我们真正的 daily life里面, 我们有公义吗?
Friends, sister, in our every single day, our life, do we have righteousness?
基督不仅仅做我们客观的义, 祂真正在生活里面为我们活出义来吗?
And Christ is not just the subject of righteousness in us. Can we truly live out righteousness?
有一个翻译说, to do what is right.
And this one translation in the English version is to do what is right.
弟兄姊妹,今天看看我们自己的生活,
and brothers and sisters, we come evaluate our personal life.
我不是在对你们说,
I am not speaking to you, I'm speaking to all of us as individuals.
弟兄姊妹,我们的生活经得起神看吗?
Brothers and sisters, our daily life, can it be looked upon and tried by God? Are we really living a life that is just, that is righteous? In these days that we've gone by, did God really purify our lives? Righteousness and justice is only the natures of God. It's not only the day that you accepted Jesus Christ as His salvation, but Jesus Christ is to be our life, to live out righteousness and to do justly.
怜悯说到从爱里面出来的,
and mercy speaks of something that comes out of love.
爱从神而来, 因为神就是爱,
and love comes from God because God is love.
弟兄姊妹, 我不知道这段时间过来, 我们里面有没有更真实的相爱,
and brothers and sisters, I don't know that through this time do we truly learn to love one another.
我们是不是还很容易就口出恶言, 批评论断, 或是争论的事情,
or very easily we complain about one another, we argue,
还是我们真正能够在主的面前更柔和,
or we're more gentle before God,
更多从神而来的爱,
and more love that comes from God.
谦卑,
and lastly, to be humble, I feel that this is even more difficult.
当我那天走到3131前面香柏树底下的时候想到谦卑,
when I got to the front of the Bowers Avenue where all the cypress trees are, I thought about being humble.
我真的眼泪就下来了,
and I began to shed some tears.
我觉得我们天然人好不容易谦卑,
and I realized this natural man, it is so difficult for us to humble.
学位高的人碰到没有教育的人, 他不明的表现骄傲, 他里面也忍不住骄傲。
Someone who's educated and who meets someone who's uneducated, even outwardly it may seem like he's not very prideful, But inside there are things and there are thoughts.
长得漂亮的人碰到不漂亮的人。
Those who are good looking meet someone who is not so good looking.
唱歌好的碰到唱歌不好的。
Someone who is able to sing well versus those who aren't.
啊，孩子出去 rehearsal 去表演弹琴，弹得好的跟碰到弹得不好的。
And when you are at your child's recital and your child plays well and other childs don't play as well.
成绩好的碰到成绩不好的。
Those who have good grades and those who don't have so good grades.
啊，好学校出来的碰到烂学校出来的。
Those who graduate from a very good school versus those who graduate from a not so good school.
连年轻人打 video game 打得好的碰到打得不好的都会骄傲。
And even those who play well on a particular video game versus those who just terrible.
弟兄姊妹，骄傲是我们人的本性。
Being prideful is the nature of man.
但是你却发现这位至高的神，他这么在乎人在他面前降卑啊。
But this God Almighty, He cares so much about the fact that that man will humble themselves.
我们这一路打过来啊。
This entire path,
我觉得神一路上在降卑我们这个教会。
And God is humbling this church.
神在降卑我这个人。
God is humbling me.
那我们真的在主的面前知道，我们不仅仅离了神什么都不能做。
We not only realize that apart from God, we cannot do anything.
如果不是神的恩典和怜悯，我跟你说，我们教会根本算不了什么。
I tell you, it's not because of God's grace and His mercy. Our church is absolutely nothing.
我们根本不堪一击。
And we cannot even be looked upon.
我们根本不配得到这么好的地方。
We're not worthy to receive such a great place.
因为全都是神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, everything is grace.
我们真的要存着谦卑的心与神同行。
And truly with a humble heart come and walk with God.
弟兄姊妹，不管是公义圣洁，不管是慈爱怜悯，不管是谦卑柔和，这都不是我们原来有的个性。
Brothers and sisters, whether it's to do justly, to love mercy, or to walk humbly with God,These are not with our innate nature.
那如果不是我们有的神为什么要呢？
But if it's not what we already have, why is it that God wants them?
而且神不仅仅要，好像神把所有东西都丢掉了，我就要这三个。
It's not simply that God wants it. It's like God casting off everything and God saying, I want these three.
你觉得神在找我们麻烦吗？
Do you think that God is finding fault with us?
神在强人所难吗？
Is God making it very difficult for us?
好像神就是要。
Says God says, I want these.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，这是神在我们身上一直工作的一个原则。
And this is the principle of God's working in our lives.
我用两个点回答这个问题。
And I use two points to respond.
神向我们要。
What God wants of you and I.
不是因为他不知道我们没有他还要。
It's not simply because he knows that we do not have that he still wants them.
而是我们自己不知道我们没有。
It's because we do not realize that we do not have.
就好像你上了车。
It's just like you got in your car.
或是你要进一个展览的一个会场。
Or you're about to enter into a crowd or assembly.
门口人跟你要票的时候。
And when you come to the gate and the gatekeeper says, give me your ticket.
你才突然发现原来我没票。
And then you realize, wait, I don't have the ticket with me. I don't have a ticket.
你不去考 SAT.
And when you go and take the SAT,
没有那些要求。
Without those tests and requirements,
我们从来不知道原来我没有。
You never realize, I do not know and I do not have.
弟兄姊妹，神把我们带到一些的环境里面。
God brought us into certain situations.
神向我们要。
God want these things.
当我们给不出来的时候
，when we cannot give.
当我发现在我里面没有公义
，when I realize there is no righteousness in me.
在我里面原来没有爱，没有怜悯
，and when I realize there is no mercy, there is no love.
原来在我里面没有谦卑
，actually there is no humility in me.
真正的拯救才开始。
Then real salvation began.
真正的祝福才开始。
Then real blessings began.
真正的改变才开始。
Then the real transformation began.
第二个
And secondly,
非常重要
Very important.
神的要
What, God's requirement
其实就是神的给
It is actually in the process of Him giving.
他要
He wants them.
因为他知道我们没有
And because He knows that we do not possess.
他要提醒显明我们没有。
He wants to remind us and want to reveal to us we don't have it.
让我们能够降卑来到他面前。
That we may all humble before him.
他就要大大的给我们。
And that he will give it to us greatly.
神的要其实就是神的给。
Because in the process of him wanting something from us, he's going to give it to us.
在这些要求的背后
and behind all this, these requirements,
其实是神那个最深的爱。
It is from the basis of his love,
其实是神最大的祝福要临到我们。
The greatest blessing that is coming to you and I.
所以弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
我希望我们在只剩下两个多礼拜要进到公厅去。
There are less than three weeks time, little more than two.
这两个很关键的问题。
These two critical issues,
到底我们的生命改变了多少？
how much has our lives changed?
弟兄姊妹，不要把它听多了，耳朵又发茧了，真的要问自己。
Friends, sisters, do not allow our ears to grow dull in the hearing these words. Really come and ask ourselves.
这一段时间，我们生命性情里面被神改变了多少？
In this time, our nature has really transformed. How much has it transformed?
第二件事情。
And the second question.
到你借着这一路的经历过来。
That through this entire process, this path,
我们跟神之间的关系改进了多少？
Has our relationship with the Lord changed and improved?
我们真成为一个比从前更知道怎样跟神同行的人吗？
Are we people that really know how to walk with God?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是两个大的祝福啊！
But sister, these are two great blessings.
好像是神要。
It seems like God wants these two things.
是神给。
It is that He wants to give.
好像是神单言。
It seems like He is prolonging.
其实神是在等候啊。
But actually, God is waiting.
哦，弟兄姊妹，好像是神不给。
It seems like God is not giving it.
其实神是在累积这个祝福。
But God is accumulating these blessings.
让我们都能够真正的得到。
That we may all truly have it.
当礼拜二公听完。
And Tuesday after,
礼拜三公听完。
Wednesday after the public hearing.
礼拜四念慈姊妹去上神学院的时候。
And
上课的时候。
Thursday, Sister Nancy went to her class.
我自己坐在书桌前，我在那里安静祷告。
I was at my desk, and I was very quiet, and I prayed to the Lord.
然后我打开圣经，准备读主的话。
And I opened the Bible, I was ready to study.
因为我最近在读以赛亚书。
And I'm reading the book of Isaiah.
结果打开圣经。
And I opened the Bible.
以赛亚书66章在我的面前。
And Isaiah chapter 66 was before me.
虽然这一段的圣经是应许以色列将来要复兴，要有千年国度的降临。
Though these are the words of the Lord's promises of the nation of Israel that they will be revived in the coming of the millennial kingdom.
讲到国度降临的时候，那时候的情景。
Speaks of the condition of the coming of his kingdom.
但是66章13节一下子在我的面前。
But chapter 66 verse 13 was before me.
他说母亲怎样安慰儿子。
It is as one whom his mother comforts.
我就照样安慰你们。
So I will comfort you.
你们也必因耶路撒冷得安慰。
And you shall be comforted in Jerusalem.
哎呀弟兄姊妹你知道我一读整个人就没办法了。
And brothers, when I read these words,
我整个眼睛没有办法再看到这些经文，全是感动，全是感谢。
I cannot literally see these words anymore. My eyes was teared and I was full of thanksgiving before God.
母亲怎样安慰儿子
？As one whom his mother comforts,
我就照样安慰你们。
So I will comfort you.
说到第一层的安慰，神要亲自来安慰我们。
Speaks about the first tier of comfort that God Himself will personally do it.
他圣经上的前面的描述就是像母亲抱着那个刚生的孩子，让孩子的心得到安息。
And the way that the Bible describes it is like the mother who embraces her own child.
第二个安慰。
And the second tears of comfort.
反正你们必要因耶路撒冷而得安慰。
You shall be comforted in Jerusalem or because.
第一个安慰是神自己给我们安慰。
And the first one is God Himself will be our comfort.
第二个安慰是神的旨意，神的应许，神的工作要成就，要带给我们安慰。
The second comfort because of Jerusalem, because the fulfillment of His will, that will bring us comfort.
弟兄姊妹啊，从旧约开始一直到新约，他们都在等候那座有根基的城。
Brothers and sisters, since the beginning of the Old Testament until the coming of the New Testament, everyone is waiting for that city with a foundation.
哦，那一个荣耀的耶路撒冷有一天要从天而降。
And that glorious Jerusalem will come and descend from the heavens above.
启示录21章说到羔羊的心腹预备好了，就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
Revelation chapter 21 says that the glorious city is made ready. It is the bride of the Lamb.
那是讲到将来荣耀的旨意成就的时候。
Speaks about the glorious will of God is actually fulfilled.
但今天在地上。
That today here in the world,
在公元2007年，就在我们自己这个教会里面
，in our church in the year 2007,
神也是有他的旨意，有他的工作，有他的应许，他要做成。
God has His will and His purpose for this time that He wants to finish.
神要在我们身上做建造的工作。
That in our lives He is building.
他一手拆毁，一手建造。
He is demolishing in one hand, yet He's building in the other.
一面光照，一面医治。
And He is tearing us apart, yet He is healing.
弟兄姊妹，神要在我们中间做一个伟大的工作。
Brothers and sisters, God is doing an awesome work.
我们不仅仅有要从主的身上、自己的身上得到安慰。
Not only are we going to receive comfort from Himself,
我们要从神在我们中间的工作、应许、
But through the works and the promises and the fulfillment of those promises, we're going to be comforted.
And verse 4 says,
those who love Jerusalem shall rejoice with Jerusalem.
And
you who have wept with him, you will
rejoice with him. Those who have wept for Jerusalem,
those who have repented on behalf of Jerusalem, they will be comforted.
And
they will be in a joy upon joy within Jerusalem.
But
sister, these days will be no
more.
All these experiences, these battles that we faced in the past few days, there will be no more.
And
God will comfort us with that glorious Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem is being built as a city that's neatly fitted together. Because Jerusalem has finally become a place of praise. God has laid hold of a group of people. Not only do they have a holy life within them, but they lived out the glorious nature of God. And God in this world has laid hold of a people that He not only abides with them, but these people walk with him.
This
is this glorious picture. I believe God is going to do the same thing.
我们所追求的不是COP, not the permit.
The thing that we are seeking after is not laying hold of a permit. We are not going after a more beautiful facility. We are not going after people's admiration of this beautiful property. Because of Jerusalem, we ought to rejoice. Because the will of God is fulfilled in our midst. And God's will is actualized in us. What he wants to do, he has finished. What he wants, he has laid hold of. He has prolonged this period again. I ask everyone to come before God and say, God, what are you waiting for? God, what do you want? That God may speak to us personally. That with full of faith,
充满了喜乐,
full of joy,
神自己要安慰我们,
God himself will comfort us.
耶路撒冷要来安慰我们,
Jerusalem itself will comfort us.
Oh, 荣耀的王, 我们在你的面前要欢乐,
as glorious King before you, we will rejoice.
因为不仅仅你要像母亲一样亲自来安慰我们,
because not only as a mother that comforts her child,
你也要借着那座有根基的城, 荣耀的耶路撒冷来安慰我们.
So by that city with a foundation, to Jerusalem you will comfort us.
主，我们知道你今天在
Lord, we know that in our midst you're doing a wonderful building.
And
the outward circumstances you're building us up.
耶和华,
as Lord, you are still our Father.
我们是你, 你是窑匠,
and we are the clay and the potter's hand. And we are the workmanship of your hand.
Oh, 这些日子,
these days we ask that you would do your solid work within our lives. That every life is transformed by the Lord. And changed in a great and mighty way.
主啊,
that every single one of our relationship with you is also different. That we are more humble before you. That we will love and rejoicingly walk with you.
主,
and Lord, we together come and bring April 3rd before you.
And
you take us once again back into that room.
是的,
yes, how we have testified for you in Jerusalem. So we shall testify in Rome. In every place that you placed us, that we may be a testimony on your behalf. Raise up your church.
Let
the entire process, we raise up the banner of Jesus Christ. That your glory will fill the whole earth.
That
every place that you tread will be filled with your glory. We thank you, Lord.
We
bring all the co-workers into your hands once again.
这些日子你赐下智慧,
give us wisdom and power and might.
Now,
how are we to testify before all men?
And
we bring all the brothers and sisters before you.
Oh, 用你的爱来坚固我们。
Strengthen us with your love.
让我们不害怕,
that we will not be afraid.
我们能够靠着主刚强,
that by the Lord we would be strong.
你说你们要镇静, 因为我是神。
You say, be still that we to know that you are God.
主就让我们把你, 真把你当作神, 来相信你。
That we truly treat you as God and believe in you.
真把你当作神, 来荣耀你。
And glorify you as God.
是的, 神若帮助我们,
yes, if God is for us.
人还能把我们怎么样呢?
What can man do to us?
我们赞美你,
we praise you, Lord.
我们知道你所应许的必要做成,
we know that what you promised will come to pass.
谢谢你,
we thank you, Lord.
一切的荣耀归给你,
all glory be unto God.
羞辱归给你的仇敌,
and shame be unto your enemy.
平安喜乐归给你的百姓,
and peace and joy be unto your people.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.